certainly at the moment there have been, the drugs units in the county have been supplemented by members who are in there on temporary transfer who may not be reflected in official figures. But certainly, I mean, I would echo the sentiments of the article, and the members I represent would certainly feel that the drugs problem isn't and hasn't traditionally been given the attention it has required. And if we're to go on the commentary from many maybe health professionals and addiction counsellors, and indeed anecdotal evidence from our members on the front line, there does seem to be a serious problem with drugs in communities, and on Garda Síochána it does seem to be behind the curve and slow to react to this problem, and it hasn't been given the attention and the focus that it really should.
What about the imminent plans of amalgamating the Donegal Garda Division with Sligo Leitrim? Do you feel that that would maybe have a positive impact on these figures going forward, or a negative one?
Well, to be honest, I mean, we're very sceptical, and our members are quite sceptical about what the motivation behind this plan, because what we would have then is whenever a Freedom of Information request would go in about the figures for the local divisional unit, we would be told that our divisional drug unit had X number of Gardaí, which might actually sound more complimentary or more like a higher number, but the reality is that could be a couple of guards down in Carrick and Shannon or in Ballymote and Sligo. So certainly what the public have been told is that it will bring expertise, but I mean, I was speaking to my colleague in Sligo this morning, and the numbers on the drugs unit in Sligo are absolutely minimal. You know, another article in the paper today would show that they got even less of a share of new recruits. So the divisional model, I don't see it changing things on the ground.